attribution or second guessing. Of course, you can't do like nasty bullying and hazing. We're talking about words like bullying and hazing and toxic. They've been weaponized and bastardized inside our formations, undercutting commanders and NCOs.
This is War Secretary Pete Hegseth addressing those generals that he called together in Washington, D.C. right now. It has been a takedown of woke policies. Listen to this for just a second.
Today, at our direction, we're ensuring that every service, every unit, every schoolhouse, and every form of professional military education conduct an immediate review of their standards. Now, we've done this in many places already, but today it goes across the entire Department of War. Any place where tried and true physical standards were altered, especially since 2015 when combat arms standards were changed to ensure females could qualify, must be returned to their original standard.
This is what I voted
for. Other standards have been manipulated to hit racial quotas as well, which is just as unacceptable.
He just fat-shamed all the generals.
This too must end. Merit
he did.
Only. The president talks about it all the time. Merit-based.
Yeah, yeah. This is fantastic. We'll play you more of this, but he's talking live right now. And earlier he fat-shamed all the generals. I missed it. Dan said
it
he told
amazing.
Him.
It was amazing.
From
said,
top to bottom, you're going to do.
From private to general, there will be two physical fitness tests annually. He said, I am tired of seeing fat generals at the Pentagon. I mean, that was his exact words. I'm tired of seeing the fat generals at the Pentagon, and they should be held to the same standards as the rank and file.
There will be a rash of resignations this afternoon at the Department of Defense for guys who physically can't do that anymore. All right, let's get to 2A Tuesday.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, Mark Walters with us from Armed American Radio. Mark, there is some testosterone back in the War Department. What do you think?
That's exactly what I voted for. I heard you, yes.
I
do agree with you. There likely will be a rash of resignations, and I think that was probably part of it.
Oh, probably.
Yeah. And he brought them from all over the world, from almost every theater, from bases across the world. This is a couple hundred of his top brass, and they're hearing that as of today, the standards are changing. He is definitely going to have a lethal fighting force in a year or two.
The Department of War.
There's a new sheriff in town.
That's right.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Oh, man, I love this.
I love it. I'm loving this.
We're going to play.
This is what we voted for.
This is it right here. Thank you. You don't lower standards just to make yourself feel good because it affects performance. That's true everywhere in every profession, specifically in the War Department. So I'm thrilled to see that. Hey, you know, Mark, I've been off for a week or two, and I come back. And I hear this this Canadian PM yesterday talking about their new gun ban up in Canada and how they're going to start confiscating weapons, apparently, because there are people that aren't paying attention to the new law they've laid down. I wanted to play a clip of this and get your reaction to it. Hold on. Whoops, is it not playing? Sound up? Hold on, it's my fault. Imagine that, Ethan. I'm so sorry. Here we go.
All of the people in possession of one of the weapons that has been banned since 2020 and will not participate in the compensation program will have an illegal gun in its possession, and that's a criminal act.
So, in other words, they passed this gun ban in 2020. If you haven't agreed to turn your gun in for compensation, they're now targeting you as a criminal,
which is
in Canada.
Unless you're ignorant, that is the natural progression of a buyback program.
Yes.
If you don't agree to the buyback, then they're just going to take it.
Registration.
Right. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Isn't that what we've been talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Years together?
Yeah. This is exactly
it. You're witnessing this.
They're a step ahead. Right. They're the next step.
They are a step ahead.
Yep.
Pay attention to what is going on around you, to what they want to do. Believe your lying eyes. listen to your lying ears. Hear what these people are saying to you. They are telling you what they want to do. They're saying it out loud. You had better be paying attention to it. Do not believe for one second that these people have not been cavorting with American gun banners. They have. This is what they have in store for you, America, St. Louis. By the way, good morning. I love each and every one of you. Welcome back, Mark.
Talk about Illinois, Mark.
When you were on vacation, so I'm going to do the same thing with my son who turned 21 today. He can't wait to begin carrying today. We're going to have a blast with him. But, yeah, this is what they want for you, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to start paying attention.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday to your son, the way. I was just talking earlier about how this relates to what's gone on in Illinois. This governor we've got over here, J.B. Pritzker, when he steps away from the buffet, goes in front of a mic yesterday and calls our armed law enforcement officers of ICE jack-booted thugs, a direct reference to Nazi-era SS guards is basically what he's referring to them as, because they're doing their job and arresting illegals to transport them out of this country. That's what we're facing. This is the same guy that pushed the scary black rifle ban in Illinois that for some reason the Supreme Court still hasn't gotten around to reversing. I mean, we have the Second Amendment in this country, and yet the citizens of Illinois are treated no differently than the citizens of Canada. Mark, that's outrageous.
Yeah, it is outrageous. And Pritzker is one, you know, Newsom is another, Hochul is another. We can name them, the usual suspects, guys, that, again, are telling you what you've, this is why you, words mean things. It was Rush Limbaugh that used to say that, right? Words mean things.
It's true.
On his show. And you had better start paying attention to what these people are saying. Pritzker is very well aware that he is enticing and inciting violence against our ICE officials for simply doing their job. He knows that his words will be heard by lunatics on his fringe left. He knows what the result will be. To me, this is criminal. Now, you know, that's just me.
Well, and go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, please.
Well, the registration program that they tried to put in place in Illinois, where they said they were going to enforce if you didn't register your quote-unquote assault rifles, and they had like 97 of the 102 sheriffs in the state saying that they would not enforce it, that they would not enforce this law knowing it was illegal, but yet still the state legislature approved that registration program, and they've got an estimated 10% of all registered assault rifles in Illinois have been registered to date. 10% is the estimate.
Is it 10? That's higher than I thought. It was 2% for the longest time.
Yeah. So at 10%, what do you see as their next tactic for trying to enforce? Because obviously they're trying to build a list, right? They want to know where these guns are, who has them, and it has, for a very specific reason, don't you think?
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah, we all know that because history shows us that. That's why words mean something, right? When you hear this, they like to make it an innocuous term, universal registration or universal background checks. What that is code for is every single transfer of every firearm will be listed by the state. This means personal transfers, et cetera. This is how they build a database of registered firearms, which will later be used for confiscation. That's why they're building this list. Now, I want to give the audience some encouraging words here. I just got back from Utah Sunday morning, a red-eye flight at 5:06 a.m., my arrival, where I just emceed the Gun Rights Policy Conference, the 40th annual conference that was held in Salt Lake City this weekend. And a lot of words of encouragement for our listeners. We are winning this fight. However, the left will never stop. It's important that we remember that. And I interviewed a panel on a fireside chat that consisted of Attorney General Austin Knutson from Montana, Steve Montenegro, the Arizona Republican Speaker of the House, and a young woman, and I hate to butcher her last name, Lisbon, I think it was Lisbon, so I'll just call it that, Carrie Ann, from Utah State Representative, who I believe was the House Judiciary Chair, on stage in front of about 500 people. And the message that's out there from state officials is, and this is where we have to be vigilant, all of these three states, Montana, Arizona, and of course Utah, are all very gun-friendly. However, in Arizona, just to give listeners an example, widely regarded, guys, as you know this, Mark, Arizona is widely regarded as the quote-unquote most gun-friendly state in the country. And I could argue that, but that's for a different show. It is still regarded that way. They had 90 anti-gun bills they had to squash in this session alone.
Wow.
In Arizona, not Illinois. So what I'm saying here is, this is why we have to remain vigilant. This is why we have to stay on our toes, step on the gas, and stay ahead of these people, because they won't ever stop. Now, 74 of those bills were squashed by Quang Nguyen. They're a House Judiciary Chair that went right to the shredder. He's earned the nickname the shredder. The other 16 or 17, I think the other 16 bills were never brought to the floor by the House Speaker. But they won't stop. And all it takes is one election to flip it. And this is what you're looking at. Arizona would have seen likely 70 of those bills pass.
Wow.
This is very scary stuff. They mean business. They're not going away. They're well-funded. So we need court victories. We need a Supreme Court that's going to take the Second Amendment or the assault weapons ban case, which we know we're going to get, and we know we will win it. So there will be some schadenfreude there when they ban these guns locally in their municipalities or even in their states, and all of a sudden that's found to be on their state constitutions are found to be unconstitutional. We'll have some schadenfreude. But that's not for the people that live in those states, that might not be comforting today, but it is coming. But this is why we have to remain in the fight.
That's a great point. Mark Walters, the happiest of birthdays to your young man there.
Oh, thank you very much. I'll pass it on to him. He's really excited, and we're going to have a great day today for him, and I can't wait to watch him carry his gun openly today when we all go out and celebrate dinner, because we can do that.
And I imagine a little bit of that birthday will be spent at the range, right?
It was yesterday because he just chose finally the gun that he wants to carry. I won't mention that brand on the air, but yes, we're good to go here at the household at the ranch.
Awesome. Excellent. Mark, we'll talk to you soon, buddy. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for what you do, guys. Love you guys. Have a great day.
Take care. Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, armedamericanradio.org. You can check him out there, armedamericannews.org as well. Great, great resource.
And they won't stop. He's right. They're going to just keep coming.
Yes, they are.
Yep.
All right. We're going to get to a quick break here. Coming up at the top of the hour, by the way, right after Dan's segment, we will get to Representative Mike Bost, U.S. Congressman from the great state of Illinois over here across the river. We'll talk about the government shutdown. And maybe J.B. Pritzker when we come back. Stay tuned.